So thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to me right now. Can you tell me about the new National Park film at the 49er Drive-In that's going to be shown?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be in partnership with the National Park Service, as well as Smith Donovan, who is going to, he is the director of the production. And what this is going to be is it's going to be a kind of a fundraising gala event to showcase the new orientation video for the Indiana Dunes National Park. It's a never-before-seen video, and we're really excited to be able to share it with locals, visitors, residents. And the 49er Drive-In actually donated the venue for us to be able to do this as kind of a community outreach.
So the film, can you describe what the film is?
Yeah, so currently in our visitor center, the Indiana Dunes Visitor Center on Highway 49, located at 1215 North State Road 49, the National Park Service has a kind of an orientation film so that when guests are coming to the area, they can learn a little bit about the Indiana Dunes. Well, we work with Smith Donovan to produce a brand new orientation film. This film is going to tell you about the history of the dunes, about the ecology, and not to brag, but honestly, it has at the very least a PBS documentary style, if not National Geographic, and really shows the beauty and diversity of our area.
I was going to say, how's the photography and the filming?
Oh, it truly is incredible. We got to show it to the National Park Service because we were working as the project manager with Smith Donovan, and when we finally got to show it to them, they were thrilled. And that's kind of the reason we want to produce such a large event, is because the video that we're going to be showing really is awe-inspiring.
Now, I understand that this event is also a fundraiser. Can you tell me what the money is going to be used for?
Sure. So the money, any of the proceeds from this event are going to go toward the Indiana Dunes Visitor Enhancement Project. So we've had some redesign plans in the works for quite a while now, and so we're going to try to use that money to help with some of the redesign aspects. The Visitor Center is actually about 14 years old, and while that doesn't sound like a lot, there are some things that we have learned, and now that we're a national park, there are some things that we could definitely update to improve a visitor's experience. And one of the things that we've noticed, a lot of residents and visitors don't always realize that visitor center is actually hosting the National Park Service. So the rangers are actually there. It's not just the tourism entity. So we have some redesign project that we've been wanting to work on, and so any of the proceeds is going to go to try to help fund that. It's going to be going toward things that are like for visitor experience. So we're looking to update the entrance to the visitor center. We're trying to get a more interactive exhibit, things that you would find in a normal national park visitor center, like maps and different things like that. We're trying to increase the visitor's experience.
The visitor center doesn't have that kind of stuff now, or
it has it, but not in the way that it has an interactive area. We have a video conference. We have like a video center. The redesign project is trying to add more of that. So I guess the best example I could say is one of the things that they were going to try to do is they were going to try to build like a little exhibit that showed the way that dunes form, you know, so that children could go up and actually play with this and see the way the dunes form. All of these are just plans. Nothing is set in stone. But that's kind of the way that we're looking at it. We're trying to figure out ways to have more interactive exhibits for visitors.
And so, in summary, the event, can you tell us, it's on October 8th?
Correct.
And it's at 5:30 p.m.?
Yeah, so the house will open at 5:30, and the movie will start at 6:30.
And how do people get tickets?
Tickets are available on eventbrite.com. So the name of the event is, let me give you the exact name. The name of the event is New Indiana Dunes Nature's Masterpiece Film Premiere. And they're available right now on Eventbrite. One thing that we would like to let people know, though, if they are interested in buying, is that we're assuming that every order, not every ticket, but every order is a car full. So, for example, if you order four tickets in one order, the assumption is that you're coming in one car. And the reason for that is that this event, we only have 225 parking spots available. So we just have to make sure that people know that.
So you want everybody, you buy a ticket, you bring one car only, but you can have five people in the car?
Yeah, and everybody that comes will need a ticket, though. So the order itself represents the car. So the way that it works online is if you're buying a ticket, you can buy, I believe, up to 10 tickets. The assumption is that you're coming in like a van, unless you note it. And we have a place for people to note that they're coming in multiple vehicles.
Well, is there anything else that maybe I haven't asked you about that you want to mention that before we wrap it up?
Sure, yeah. I mean, one of the things is that this video is actually going to, the tickets are $35 per person. And again, that is going to help with the fundraiser. But what that ticket buys you is it buys you your entrance to see the premiere, the world premiere of this viewing. It's also going to get you a snack box lunch provided by Ivy's Bohemia House. There will be live music presented by Johnny V, and there will be a cash bar available as well. And it will also come with a double feature, just kind of like the normal 49er drive-in experience. And the double feature is going to be a showing of the 45-minute documentary National Park Adventures, and that is narrated by Robert Redford.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me about this.
Oh, we're really, really excited about it. I mean, well, one of the things that we're being very cautious about is the fact that we want this to be a COVID-safe event. And so the one thing that's really nice is while we will have live entertainment, we will have a cash bar. For people who don't even want to leave their car, they don't have to. So they can stay in their car. We will be handing them the box snack, and they can watch the films from the safety of their car.
What's in the box snack?
It's still being determined, but it's going to be, I actually have it. Give me a sec. There were between two options, but it'll be like fruits, and it'll be different cheeses, assortments, cookies, meat sticks, things like that.
Because the concession stand's going to be closed, and that's due to COVID, right?
Well, the concession stand, actually, they've been having the concession stand open, but because this event was donated by the 49er, they are giving us permission to use the lot, but they don't have staff to run the concession stand. So that's why we're providing catering.
I see. Well, thanks so much, Dustin. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.